ta'ala. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. May Allah protect us, our lives, our properties, our masajid, marakis, our families, our progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumeen. May Allah remove them from any difficulty of the qabr. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of the najat in the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala give shifa to all those who are sick and ailing. And it is Friday already, therefore we read durood and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are exhorted in the hadith to increase the durood and salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif should be recited in abundance on a Friday. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make his dhikr correctly, dhikr properly. The entire day we commit sins, the entire week we committing sins. Days go by and we don't get tawfiq of making tawbah, and therefore it is imperative that we reflect, we ponder, and we do some soul searching and check our soul, what's the condition of our heart. And therefore, the rust that has collected on our heart, it is important that we scrub off the rust that has accumulated on our hearts. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. His heart becomes rusted through gunas, through sins. The dhikrullah is a polish of the heart. It removes the rust. It brings the nur of Allah ta'ala in the heart. The person feels lighter when sins are washed away, and that is when he makes sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikrullah, as we mentioned so many times now, has great fawaid and blessings. It brings a person closer to Allah. It cements his bond with Allah ta'ala. It repels shaitan. Serenity, tranquility, rahmat comes in such gatherings. May Allah ta'ala make us true zakirin and shakirin. As I mentioned now so many times, it is for myself and for everybody else, inshallah, that the dhikr is not only by means of the tongue or the heart, it is also by means of our limbs. In other words, every single thing that we do should be in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So we make the dhikr of Allah, we ponder over Allah ta'ala's greatness, how beautiful His name is, how great Allah ta'ala is, how munificent, how kind, how generous Allah ta'ala is. Despite our weaknesses, despite our shortcomings, despite our gunas that we are committing, Allah ta'ala is still providing for us. Allah is still ghafur rahim. Allah loves to forgive. Allah overlooks our sins. Allah hides and conceals our sins. Allah never humiliates us in front of public. Allah forgives us. Allah tolerates us. Allah still provides for us. This is our Allah, so kind, so loving. And therefore, when we sit in these gatherings, it is a gathering of tawbah, istighfar, a gathering of tafakkur, tadabbur, to reflect. Ya Allah, what have I done? Ya Allah, how am I wasting my time in dunya? Ya Allah, I've got akhirah to prepare for. Ya Allah, I'm weak, I'm kamzor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I need your assistance. Ya Allah, you're the only person who can give me tawfiq of doing amal salihah. You're the only person who can give me himmat and courage to refrain all sins, to refrain from sins, to shun evil. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Nafs and shaitan overpower me. I'm being pulled and dragged towards haram temptations, towards filth. Ya Allah, you bring a barrier between me and filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant me the taqwa, grant me that himmat, Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala will give us that himmat. So when we say La ilaha illallah, we are saying La to all those things beside Allah. And illallah, the greatness of Allah goes into our heart. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 لا
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم ضعیف ہیں. یا اللہ یا اللہ forgive us my اللہ، help us my اللہ، guide us my اللہ، protect us my اللہ. یا اللہ make us یا اللہ فرما بردار بندہ. یا اللہ make us be obedient slaves. یا اللہ don't make us disobey you now my اللہ. forgive us for all the wrongs we have done my اللہ. there are so many wrongs we have done, so many sins یا اللہ we have committed my اللہ. يا الله وصغائر كبائر غنا عمدا خطا يا الله whatever sins we committed يا الله wherever we committed those sins my Allah in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy my Allah, whether at home or abroad my Allah, whether in the offices or in schools or madrasas my Allah. يا الله you are غفور رحيم. forgive us now my Allah, forgive us my Allah, give us that himmat and that courage يا الله to refrain from sins my Allah. don't make us slip again my Allah, don't make us slip again my Allah. يا الله give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat يا الله. give us halal and tayyib rozi my Allah, give us plentiful يا الله, make it be halal and wholesome my Allah. يا الله pour our sustenance from the sky my Allah, you are the provider, you are razaq my Allah. يا الله make us use it in the correct ways my Allah. يا الله all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. so many have passed on recently my Allah. يا الله family members, friends my Allah. يا الله grant them the highest of stages in jannat my Allah. يا الله protect them from the azab of qabr my Allah. give the family sabri jameel my Allah. يا الله there are so many others who are sick and ailing يا الله in hospitals my Allah, at home my Allah. so many have got cancer, so many have underwent bypass my Allah, so many are going for bypass my Allah. So many had heart attacks recently, my Allah. So many are in ICU, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many who requested duas who are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete ease and afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, baril jannah zul baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The home of the Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our progeny, our friends, our musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of wise. Make them huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, the work of da'wat and tabliq, ya Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Gush ta'aleem that is taking place, my Allah. Mashayikh, ya Allah, the efforts, whatever efforts they are making, ya Allah. And in makatib, madaris, ya Allah. Eve's classes, my Allah. Different organizations, ya Allah. Give us ikhlas, ya Allah. Maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers who are here tonight, my Allah. And mothers and sisters and others at home listening over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got hajat and needs, my Allah. We are not going to any other person. There is no other deity. Ya Allah, there is no other ilah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, you are the only one who can answer us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, any person who is plotting against us, my Allah, who is jealous of us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the jealousy and the harm, ya Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem. Ya Allah, in Syria, every single day, my Allah, every single day, my Allah, masoom children, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are human beings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got hearts, my Allah. Ya, forgive us, help us, ya Allah, change the conditions. You are Hakim, you are Hakim, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, your wisdom is beyond our understanding, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah, to change the conditions, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, remove the zalimeen, my Allah. They are being bombarded every single moment, my Allah. Help us, help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem. Forgive us for going wrong anyway. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. We are in the beloved ummah of your beloved Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know we have gone wrong, my Allah. Bring us on to sirat al-mustaqim. Protect the ummah, strengthen the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers come into the fold of Islam, my Allah.
Make them see the truth and light and nur of Islam. Make us become, may Allah, guiding stars, may Allah. Make us be hadeen, mahdiyeen, may Allah. Don't make us be caught in any type of fitna, may Allah. Don't make us be astray and lead others astray, may Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, ya Allah, remove our difficulties. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.